Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of February 2020. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the centre and the Delhi government on a petition filed by a student who lost vision in his eye during the violence in Jamia Millia Islamia on the 15th of December last year. Supreme Court has refused to pass any order on the plea of Noida authority seeking claim over 277-acre surplus land allocated to crisis hit Unitech Limited on lease for developing housing complexes, which were, however, not built. The total worth of the land is nearly 8,000 crore rupees, the court said at this stage, where a newly constituted board of directors is in the midst of a resolution plan. It could not allow Noida authority to gain access to the surplus land. Supreme Court has extended its interim order staying the directive of the Securities Appellate Tribunal which had held that Markets Watchdog Securities and Exchange Board of India does not have power to bar auditors. Supreme Court has observed that offences pertaining to demand of dowry are not private offences, but offences against the society. The court further observed that while the offences that the appellant is charged with are non-compoundable, the inherent power that the High Court has to quash a charge issued in such offences is well settled through various precedents. Supreme Court has come down heavily on several states for failing to file their affidavits on a public interest litigation seeking setting up of community kitchens across the country. The court said that states filing the affidavit in the next 24 hours will have to pay Rs 1 lakh fine, whereas those who failed to submit it by then will have to pay Rs 5 lakh fine. Supreme Court has sought reply from the Rajasthan government on a plea seeking probe into the death of over 100 infants at a hospital in Kota recently. The court issued notice to the state government on a plea filed by noted Dr. K.K. Agarwal and social worker B. Mishra seeking probe into the death of newborn babies due to lack of equipment at a government hospital in Kota. Supreme Court has restrained West Bengal police from arresting four TV journalists who had carried out a sting operation to videograph state ministers and Trinamool Congress MLAs allegedly taking bribes. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to provide necessary finances to the municipal corporations to ensure that efforts initiated by them towards better education, health and nutrition of students in their schools can be continued. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Health Ministry on a public suit seeking directions to concerned authorities to impose a ban over advertising, promotion, and sponsorship of any tobacco product in any form. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has rejected a plea challenging initiation of insolvency proceedings against Realty Developer RNA Corporation. The National Company Law Tribunal had in December passed an order to start insolvency proceedings against the Mumbai-based developer after admitting a plea by Bank of India over term loan default.